Scripture reading Acts 2:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Devotional by Dallas Willard. My central claim is that we can become like Christ by doing one thing, by following Him in the overall style of life He chose for Himself. If we have faith in Christ, we must believe that He knew how to live. We can, through faith and grace, become like Christ by practicing the types of activities He engaged in, by arranging our whole lives around the activities He Himself practiced in order to remain constantly at home in the fellowship of His Father. What activities did Jesus practice? Such things as solitude and silence, prayer, simple and sacrificial living, intense study and meditation upon God's Word and God's ways, and service to others. Some of these will certainly be even more necessary to us than they were to Him, because of our greater or different need. So if we wish to follow Christ and to walk in the easy yoke with Him, we will have to accept His overall way of life as our way of life, totally. Then and only then we may reasonably expect to know by experience how easy is the yoke and how light the burden. Question to consider. What spoke to you when you read about the lifestyle of the early Christians in Acts and the way they sought to follow the life of Jesus? Prayer. Lord, you say your yoke is easy and your burden is light, yet the life I live often feels hard and heavy to me. Show me the activities, decisions, priorities, and relationships that are not what you want for me today. I submit my life to your lordship and ways this day. In your name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.